next morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you very much, Mike and the Molotovs. And yeah, I'm getting a lot of people emailing me about, otters will drown and rip off the nose of women and other twink otters. They rip their noses off. I know that otters are cute and stuff, and they crack their food on their belly and they eat it and, you know.
Nasty.
Usually tourists are like, oh, but they're horrible little creatures. Same with the sea lions. Everything you think is raccoons.
Oh, he's so cute.
They're evil little rabies machines. This one says penguins rape each other and corpses.
Yeah, that's.
Yikes. Dogs, dolphins. They're all rape creatures. Thanks, Rex. Rex has looked into this. I, being a normal human being, have never once gone, wonder which animals are all rapey and stuff. Thanks, Internet, for this massive search result. I didn't like that I saw it. I was innocent until I saw that this weekend. I've been, you know, life, as you get older, you just discover less and less beauty, more and more horror. Thanks, Earth. It's basically just a big factory with some beautiful sunsets. There's a lot going on in here. It's like a slaughterhouse. And then you got this, listen to this, lunacy. I get this. I woke up to this. First email I read, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Says, hey, Holmberg, and these are the good ones I like. I like that because I always think that it's President John. Hey, Holmberg. He says, hey, Holmberg. And this person didn't once say Junos or anything.
Oh, well,
so I was very dismissive. No. I'll dismiss it for other reasons. I wish you'd have called me Junos. I know you don't believe in ghosts, but you need to come to my house. Every single day, I watch my furniture in the kitchen move on its own all over every day. Unfortunately, the apparition doing this will not do it if someone else is in the house with me or if I'm filming it. It's impossible for me to prove. I've had actual contact. The ghost told me it's in purgatory through a speaker in my kitchen that wasn't even plugged in. They call it the middle. The ghost is 3 times divorced and said that divorce is a major problem when trying to cross over. My wife and I divorced 4 years ago, and evidently the spirit is warning me to make things right. I know you think I'm crazy, but I have a feeling I'm supposed to talk to you. Oh, boy. You have a voice. You're someone who can convince a naysayer. I have asked him if I bring skeptics to the house if he would appear, and he has not answered me. He also said that it isn't any single religion that's correct. It's a matter of principles that get you to peace or keep you in the middle. I recently realized I'm being used as a vessel and I'm trying to reach out to people. I've been told also, this is where we start losing, like you thought this was weird up to now. So I've been told that the mayor of Tempe, Corey Woods, and a mayor of a city in Texas I haven't found yet will also benefit from this person's help. I live alone. I used to be scared of this, the furniture moving around, food disappearing and reappearing. My TV is always on when I wake up. I turn it off every single night. So I ask this. Would you consider staying the night here with me one time and open your mind to this? Keep in mind, I'm not crazy, but I think I need to contact you. And now I have. Hopefully you'll respond respectfully. Dennis.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll stay at your house, Dennis. Sweet stranger who believes in ghosts and haunted house. Yeah. Oh, what an invite. You bet. On my way now. Bye, guys. Finish the show. Got to go to Dennis's.
Tight schedule.
Dennis, the only response that I can come up with respectfully on that is no way, Looney Tunes. I'm not doing it. That's bananas. First off, you remind me a lot of the guy who had the frog that could sing and dance. It only happens when you see it. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Right up. You got free beer outside. But if your furniture's moving around, do like they did in Poltergeist. You know, she put the tape down, watched the thing, like had the patterns, figure out what he's doing. And if the guy's talking to you through speakers and stuff, what's with all the moving furniture? I had a friend who had multiple personality disorder and schizophrenia and a lot of other things. And he started to talk to people about things he needed to have happen too. He was talking with, I believe it was John Waite, John Lennon, the Dalai Lama. Eventually it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And
yeah, John Waite started out pretty
John well, Waite was like you know. The one, well, that was the one they was most convinced, like, why would John Waite be involved in this? And when you talk to him now, I haven't spoken to him for a while, but when you talk to him about it, he goes, yeah, you think about it, it was just this musician that I'd run into, and he started to tell me, he's like, I know you know who I am, and I'm here, I need to talk to you. So then he started to wander around going, hey, I need to talk to people, I'm being told I'm on this mission now. That's called delusions. You're delusional. And this, you want me to stay at your house? No. You don't do that. You do it the old-fashioned way, what loonies used to do. You put a bag over my head in the parking lot, and you make me come to your house in some sort of strange kidnapping. A, don't kill me. B, this is great for ratings. Yeah. You know, I don't want to tell Dennis that he's crazy, but I'll go with what Jordan just emailed and said, this dude's a nut. And I agree with that completely. You don't do that. You bag up me and probably the mayor of that Texas town and maybe even the guy in Tempe, but he's got security. Be careful. You put a bag over our heads, you stuff us in a car, and you drive us to your house and you make us watch the ghost. If something happens, it happens. I'm a believer.
Tell you why that ghost would not last long in my place once he starts messing
moving
with
the
food.
Yeah, well, you just start swinging wildly at the apparition air. Yeah, this is the first, though. I've done this for a long time now. Quarter century, Brady, on the radio here. And never once has anyone said, you want to spend the night. Want to have a slumber and watch
first,
my ghost.
Yeah, first slumber party.
Never had a stranger slumber party. Not even like a desperate
Could you imagine?
So, divorcee.
You show up.
I'm here. All right. I can't bring everybody, because then you'd be like, well, it's just you. Now the ghost isn't going to move my furniture around.
Now what are we going to do?
Why is it people believe in ghosts always think that the ghosts are, you know, twink decorators? They always come and move chairs. Like, if that's the worst they can do. And so what am I supposed to do? Go there and then the ghost is like, you were divorced once. Make it right. How? I don't know. If this guy can't figure it out, he's still in, quote, the middle. What advice is he giving me?
Yeah, you've been a ghost. You've been through three marriages.
Yeah. How do you get past this middle, ghost, if you're there to help? And why are you telling Dennis that a morning show host in Phoenix is the best person to call? No. Lester Holt. Get hold of somebody big. Anderson Cooper. Let's get a national.
Zach
Baggins. Why would Zach be that? He wasn't told by the ghost that Zach Baggins is somebody he'll speak to.
I think Zach's already gotten a couple of letters.
I watched those shows where the hostage is told by the kidnapper, You contact these people. You go get them. I'll only talk to blah, 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 and blah, blah. They do that like on hijackings. I want to talk to Elizabeth Taylor, the president of Cuba, and Matthew McConaughey. And they have these weird demands. Your ghost is a strange hijacker, and he wants to talk to me, Corey Woods or whatever his name is, the mayor of Tempe.
Yep.
And then some unknown. Why wouldn't he tell you the name of the city in Texas? You got to figure it out.
Yeah, if you're in the middle, ghost, uh-oh, you want it done immediate.
Ooh, ooh, Dennis.
Oh, it's the ghost, Brady.
Dennis. You need to seek a therapist, Dennis. That's the only way to not be in the middle. If you don't seek therapy, I'll keep moving your kitchen chairs around. Ah.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. You're nuts. Yeah, this is the thing. The guy's got...
Samarva Galveston.
Craig Brown. That's Galveston. That's, yeah, okay. Tell him that. We'll throw that out. There's one of the cities in Texas. What's his name? Oh,
ooh. Dennis. Hey, what's up? Turn your TV off. I'm sorry, I left it on last night. You need to contact Craig Brown. Sorry, sometimes ghosts get mixed messages. Craig Brown of Galveston, Texas. He's another one that can help us out, Dennis. Okay, back to work. By the way, the settee would look better against the east wall. I'll move it tonight.
He's got to do it quick because his term's up at the end of May.
Hey, doesn't matter. He didn't say lame ducks. Back to that. He only does. He. This dude had a couple friends show up. If you read between the lines of that email, they had a couple buddies show up.
You got to watch this.
And the ghost didn't do anything. His friends are like, all right, so long, Dennis.
Thanks for the beers.
What a nutmeg. Thanks for the beers. Cause, yeah. We're gonna leave for a little while, Dennis. Don't text us. Hey, Dennis, have you noticed that the ghost has also changed a lot of your friends' phone numbers?
I had to change my number. Dennis was getting a little weird.
Yeah. And by the way, plug your speaker in.
Why do you have an unplugged
speaker in the first place just sitting in your kitchen? That's just weird. But Dennis wants me to spend the night at his house.
You should.
No. Stop it. Yeah, this guy just sent me things. So John, it puts the lotion on the skin. You know the deal. Do not go to Dennis's house. Yeah, I know. This is Dennis. You might as well just have in the subject line, thinking about raping you. Are you in? I mean, let's just cut. You're not appealing. Something's wrong with you. And this divorce of yours 4 years ago did a number on you. Now I know why your wife's not around. You went bananas. So yeah, again, Dennis, my advice to you, if you're listening. What do they have? Those burlap? Is that what potatoes come in?
I think so, yeah.
Burlap sack. That's what you guys use. Burlap sack, right around. Get a cinch tie on it. Don't get something bad. Get cinch tie the bottom. And then, you know, I'll walk out to the car every day. We're around 12:30, 1 o'clock. You'll see it. It's a black Jeep right out in front. No security. I'll walk out there, and you can hide in a bush. Although I will say, the bush is here at the station. I'm going to see you. Where could he hide? I don't know. There's got to be a spot close to the
sidewalk way.
But I'm going to see him because it's daytime. Maybe first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
A little dark. Okay. So I get here a little before 5 every day. Yeah. Hide over there in the Video West thing and then, like, come up behind me. Burlap sack over my head. I will say, Dennis, I'm not going to be easy. So, you know, I'm not saying bring a weapon or anything. That's a bad idea. Then you're going to go to jail for that. You're already going to go to jail for kidnapping me, but... You know, put the sack over my head. That's a little bit more respectful than just inviting me over. And that's how this works. I've seen movies.
And if you mix us up, you're going to have a hard time moving an anvil.
Right. Yeah, I don't think they're going to mix you guys up.
At night. You think at night
we're similar? We're close?
Well, the odds of him knowing.
Daylight is the difference between us physically.
If this guy just sees someone walking.
All right, I'm sorry, Dennis. You're the second most delusional person in the building.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
If he sees someone walking, you think he can confuse you and I?
I think he'll take anyone walking down that.
He's got a target. I'm the target. The ghost told him just me. He said, don't bring anybody else. How disappointing would that be? And also, yeah, you're not getting a burlap sack over Brady's neck. It's going to pop right out of there. You can't cinch that up.
And you're up there with John Waite now. Look at that.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
Well, here's how that ended. I've told this story, but my friend got into the so deep into these delusions, he ended up trying to cut his own head off with a kitchen knife.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, there's a... Yeah, Brady, I know I'm worried more about you than Dennis. I have to be honest with you. There's no possible way that I don't care how... It could be opaque darkness. You could be blindfolded. And the second you reach up to put a burlap sack over a head that is 4 inches lower than where you thought it should be, you're like, all right, wait a minute. This guy's a lot shorter and wow, a whole lot different than I expected. All right, just for the sake of it, I'm 6 feet, but 203.
There you go.
Yeah,
describe yourself.
Brady is not that. So if you got anything that isn't 6 feet, about 203. And the second you put a burlap sack on it, he goes, what the what? Hey, this smells like potatoes. Are we going to the potato factory? You got the wrong guy. But yeah, I think, the burlap sack's the way to go. Key Custer says, dude, he's got ghosts on his side. Tactical Black can't train you to fight ghosts. That's true. I'm not worried about fighting him. I won't fight you. You put the sack on my head, there might be some reaction. It might not be pleasant. I do have some solid skills. Very specialized set of skills. But again, you know, if it's a burlap sack over my head, I'm like, Dennis, here we go. And I'll gladly get into your really crappy car, I'm sure, and we'll drive over to your terrible house. And we'll sit there for a day. But you got to promise
slumber
me,
up.
The second that ends, I get to go home, and you're going to jail for it. And you deserve it. So, yes, I will spend the night at your house, only if you do it the old-fashioned way. And we have to make the promise that if nothing happens, you can't act like, okay, sorry, nope. You have to now go to jail for all the stuff that you're being nuts. And don't try this with the mayor of Tempe. You're gonna end up in... Actually, you should probably. Then we'll just end this Dennis threat all the way around. I don't know, does anybody ever watch movies? You can't just ask someone to come over. You know, even in Borat, remember?
You know, he went for it, John. You gotta respect
he did,
that.
I do. He was respectful at first. And now I'm giving him the advice, though. That sack is the way to go. And if you're about 15 minutes early and you think you've got me, but it's scrambling around and it smells like a Frosty, it's Brady. I know we're hard to... Brett, have you ever... So many times Brett comes in and he goes, hey, John, and...
It's me.
Oh. I can't tell you two apart.
It's me, my man.
Silly me.
I do like that was a moment in your life that you thought maybe there would be some confusion. Dennis would not. And if you want to kidnap Brady, please, go ahead.
You're saying a delusional guy would not even do that.
Well, they're not blind. They still have the sense of touch.
He didn't clarify that. He's seeing
right,
ghosts.
Well, you did.
He is seeing ghosts, so...
He's not seeing them.
Yeah,
he's
I know.
Communicating. I don't know how you've dug your heels in
well,
the fact that you and I will
the fact
ever
that
be
moving
confused.
Furniture.
Brady,
stuff.
If one of us was in a lineup and stood next to the other one, the cops would be like, we can't do this. This lineup is it's two different types of people completely. Have you not seen photos of us standing next to each other? We look like a lowercase
I
b.
I have. I can decipher someone out of their mind.
No. No one. No one's ever gone so crazy that they couldn't tell you and I apart. There's no. Brett, back me up on this. Is there a level of crazy where somebody's like, I thought you were John?
Yeah. Haven't witnessed that one yet.
By vision,
right. But if he's never met any of us.
Pretty sure they're going to know if they know about the show. If no one's ever met either of us,
yeah,
and they're like out to kidnap
that's what
one
I'm,
of us.
I mean, unless the guy, no, I mean, he
right. The, now you're saying there could be a mistake if, in fact, he has no idea who he's trying to kidnap. It's just first guy
someone
he sees
going
by
into
the
that
station.
Side, yeah.
Then it could be Audrey from KSLX as well. It could be anybody. He has no idea. That's not what we're saying. You're saying that at night we could be confused for each other. The darkness. Did you not hear that? I'm insulted.
You should be.
I am insulted. This is an insult. God damn it. If Brady gets kidnapped and I don't, I'm going to be pissed off.
Me too.
it's just fun.
In the Army, they teach you to have the most expendable, lowest-level soldier take his gas mask off to check if it's clear. Send Toledo to Dennis's house.
That's a good point. Toledo, we need you. Now, I will go so far to say there isn't a level of crazy that makes Toledo and I, like, together. You wouldn't know which is what. If the guy is that kidnappy, he's just randomly grabbing anybody. If he wants me, he at least knows, you know, a general shape. Are you the circle or the line, he would say, and I'm the line. Okay, I'll look for the line then. And nobody would kidnap the guy singing, Valdery, Valdera. That's not him. I'm crazy, but I know the difference. Toledo got kidnapped, it would just be, you know, the ghost would... You'd bore him into the neighbor's house. Anyway.
Come on, John. The one guy that doesn't call you a Junos and you roast him? Come on.
That's true. I do. I respect that part. Yeah, and if the burlap sack has to have a little extra nose room, I'll tell you that.
You got the wrong guy.
Brady would scream that.
I were easily confused.
Now, the other night it happened.
15 minutes early.
Standing there at U-Fest, and this hand slides up underneath my ass from behind and grabs my package from behind. And I'm standing at the bar. I'm like, what is going on? And I hear a whisper in my ear. I want you right now. Whoa. And I turn around, and Ronnie goes, oh, my God, I thought you were Brady.
Happens all the time.
It's constant between us. We're twins, like DeVito and Schwarzenegger. I don't know which one I am in that. All right, Israel, another one with the big nose and the big sack. I hear you. I get it. But anyway, I'm not going to Dennis's house. And again, it's time that you stop. Even if your furniture was moving around, I would assume you live on a boat or something stupid. You don't have ghosts in your house. And I'm not interested in spending the night with almost every listener.
Ghost trailer.
Like right now, if my emails blew up with want to have a slumber party, I'd just shut my emails off for a while.
This is Dua Lipa.
If Dua Lipa put a sack over my head, I'd be an idiot. I'm like, get this sack off my head. I'll go anywhere you want.
I'm taking you back. We're going to look at ghosts.
I'm like, I believe in ghosts if you do.
Come on, Brady. I mean, John.
Yeah. This guy says a photo.
Again, it'd be horrible to mix us up.
I thought I had John Holmberg, but it turns out I have his body double.
Really?
Yeah. Pretty much the same.
Yeah, that's me.
Identical. It was dark out. It's an easy mix them up.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, Dua Lipa. Yeah.
As Kelly has emailed in, Wallace and Ladmo have the same problem. Oftentimes, people couldn't tell which was what. Yeah. You can tell the difference between you and Toledo for sure because you walk with the gait of a man who has a father.
Oh, man.
Anyway. How come it's always lunatics that say, come spend the night at my house? And never like, I've been doing an OnlyFans page that I want you to watch. I'm like, oh, all right. Will you spend the night at my house? It's like the OnlyFans page only works if it's you.
Okay.
Lavelle Crawford comes in for a visit, gets a sack thrown over his head.
We're going out.
Oh, I thought you were John. I'm sorry. I confused you with, it's dark out.
Not dark out. That's me.
Anyway, Dennis the Ghost Man. I want you to email back. Wouldn't it be funny if it was just a neighbor effing with Dennis, kind of realizing Dennis isn't that bright, and just every time Dennis isn't looking like he's got strings on his furniture and he just pulls him across the room and then... I mean, messing around with dumb people's fun until they get dangerous. I'm not all that worried about Dennis. But again...
They could go in there and just move it. Without him being there, he goes in and he's like, oh, it was moved again.
Probably. Just in there. He's probably his roommate he forgot he had.
Food disappears.
His speaker also keeps telling him it's time to order more Greenie's dog treats. You want to add that to your cart. This thing knows who I am. Stupid speaker.
Time to add more Greenie's. Should I put that in your cart?
What? just Alexa. He doesn't understand technology.
I saw that you were looking at gay porn. Would you like me to pull up some pictures for you?
What? The ghost knows.
I wonder if the mayor of Tempe got a letter.
That would be interesting. I've had that happen with that guy before. Yeah. I had a dude go nuts on my emails, and he started to make these crazy comments. Nothing made sense. So it was just this cryptic nonsense. And then it said, you think you're clever, Holmberg? And I'm like, what? How did I get involved in here? And like it was to a bunch of us. And then the thing said, you and the mayor of Tempe. And I remember feeling like uneasy about a few things. And I contact the Tempe mayor's office and said, hey, I don't know if you guys are getting these too, but he's bringing you up a lot. And never heard a thing back from him. Like, they weren't concerned. And then that guy just disappeared. I never heard another peep. I think they got him. Unless it's Dennis. Anyway. So, John, you should go over there. The worst thing that can happen, and I know this from movie history, is that you ruin his wet pottery and fall in love listening to the Righteous Brothers. That could be like a ghost and I end up making pots. That is the worst thing. It says, where were the ghosts when I needed help moving my furniture around last week? Shouldn't it be a moving company? That's all they do is move furniture around.
Ghost movers.
Yeah. Where is it? Where's that? John, I'm more concerned about Brady, says Nicholas. I didn't know this, but I think that's a werewolf. They grow a foot and lose 100 pounds at night, too.
It's nighttime. I'm a foot taller and 100 pounds lighter.
He's the twink wolf. I'm going to send Brady over there. Now, this says that, you know, if you go to Dennis's house, the phrase, he slimed me, is going to have a whole new meaning. Yeah, there's going to be ectoplasm in there.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings at 98 KUPD.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Now, why do people do that? Because they're nuts, I guess. That would be it. But you just sit down and you write that letter and you think to yourself. And then you add in the phrase, I'm not crazy. If you have to write that, you kind of know you are. Like if you, I've never written a letter and gone, trust me, I'm not crazy, but hear me out. You need, stranger, you need to spend the night with me. Like immediately the I'm not crazy starts to glow on the page. Yes, you are. Old people who are crazy start off with, I'm not crazy, but listen to this. You think I'm crazy, don't you? Yes, because you're acting exactly like a crazy person would act. And by the way, I'm 5'7", about 275. I have raspy voice and no neck. If anybody interested,
that's a horrible description.
Your mic's off, huh?
I don't know.
Well, there it is. You must have bumped it. What'd you do?
I said, Dan drives a Lincoln.
Yeah.
And,
oh, I got a Lincoln. Oh, that's
got
right.
Rid of the Jeep.
Nice Lincoln. No more. Yeah, the Jeep's still sitting outside. It doesn't run anymore. I take a Lincoln in every morning. Sometimes the Jeep's there. Sometimes it's not. Ghosts, you know. You know, Dennis. It happens. So I drive a Lincoln consistently. And I park it. Not on the, because that'll be you.
Yeah.
You better be careful. You drive a Lincoln. Could have trouble.
Oh, that's right.
Because, you know, you and Brady.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean.
Twins.
Lincoln brothers.
Wouldn't it be hilarious? Brady called.
I told you guys we looked alike. I'm stuck in Dennis's well. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Look what you've done, yeah.
Girl. This is your fault, dick.
You are John Holmberg. I know.
No, I'm not. Just remarkably similar shapes.
Gotta tell you, that slumber party was pretty fun.
This happens to me all the time. We're both 44 shorts. You understand.
This slumber party will come in Monday. You might think I'm crazy, but...
I was at Dennis's.
Yeah.
But Brady would be friends with him.
Chance to make a new friend. Dennis has a lot of food moving around.
Says the guy said the ghost never appears when the stranger is in the house. Why would that change if you were there? I think he's saying that the ghost told him that I'm supposed to be there to see it. Like,
You're the medium?
The ghost didn't tell him, but he's getting feelings that I'm the one, that I'm the skeptic of ghosts. Because I do not believe in ghosts at all. I find it to be hilariously false as far as we know them, as far as we make them a thing. Maybe there's some other dimension we don't see. We're not in contact with it. There's nobody who has a special gift.
Moving furniture.
Moving furniture is not anything. Your air conditioner is probably a little too strong, or the wheels on the chairs are. There's no such thing. Period. End of story. And no one who says they believe in ghosts actually do believe in ghosts. Because if you ever told a person who is like, I believe, you told Dennis, ghost committed a crime in your house, and no cop would say, oh, okay, if Dennis slaughtered me in his house and they showed up and Dennis said it was the ghosts, no one, even the most fervent ghost believer, says, yeah, I believe it. Dennis is probably innocent. They all know what happened. So I do not believe in ghosts. That's why he's feeling like if he wins me over in the ghost world, and I'm the skeptic on the air. He's heard me probably say that a million times. Again, my argument for all those haunted houses, for Casey Moore's, for every place that, for the Monty's La Casa Vieja, for, what was it? Even at Four Peaks.
Four Peaks.
When they're saying we're going to go to the ghost room.
The Grand and
Go Jerome. In there and trash it. Go in your room after they give you the pitch about how ghosts are in there and trash it. Ruin everything. And then go back and go, those ghosts went nuts. And watch how fast the person who gave you the tour says, you did this. Even if it is a ghost, you're still paying for it. Nobody actually believes in it. If you do, you're nuts. And you can think that there may be something we don't know. That's where I lean. I don't know. I can't say it, but we haven't figured that out yet. They're not touching us and feeling us. It's not happening. Zero chance of it. Not happening.
I woke up and my notepad had moved an inch and a half.
Okay. Ghost? Really? That's all they can do? Why are we even concerning ourselves? But if I went over to Dennis's house and the ghost started moving chairs around and speaking through the Alexa speaker. By the way, somebody pointed that out, said most speakers now aren't plugged in. They are Alexa. They're like, well, I think he means chargeable.
Well, that, yeah. Or maybe it's not plugged in like power.
Yeah. Well, I hope that's what Dennis means.
I hope so.
But it's the ghost talks to him through the Alexa rather. And that's even weirder that it needs amplification. Why can't the ghost just talk to you?
That's not how it works.
So they needed technology. So it's just up until like, you know, the mid 1900s that they could communicate because they needed speak. Dumb. But I guess that's what he means. Like if I'm there and the chairs start moving, then he's got me to go back on the air and go, oh my God, it's at Dennis's house. It's real. And now I start speaking for the ghost community. It's dumb. Dennis is bananas. He's a nut job. This guy says, for God's sakes, John, keep your head on a swivel. You talk about being aware of your surroundings. Every suspicious hair on my neck is standing up for this guy being worse than a stalker. You talk about BS crazy. Hope that React defense kicks in and you go code red. Yeah, I don't worry. I'll be fine. I can't stop somebody from throwing a bag over my head and getting to work on me. What are you going to do? But I think I can outsmart Dennis. If I'm his captor, pretty sure I can outsmart him.
Hey, John, I've got some duck videos if you want to come over and watch them with me. Sign Dennis.
Wait a minute. He does? All right, now we're cooking. That's it. I want that. Yeah, let's send the canary in there. Toledo, go over to Dennis's house and scope it out. I'll do it. Hey, Dennis, I'll do it if Toledo can come by and scope it out. Is this the same guy that had that broad from Alaska? Was his name Dennis, too?
Yeah.
It was?
Yes.
The rotten teeth and the scooter pooter. Okay, that's not a thing. But it's not a ghost. That bitch made a key and hangs around in the house when he's not paying attention. It's that Irish Alaskan girl. Oh, my God. It's Speed Buggy. I forgot. That was Dennis. I wonder if it's the same Dennis.
Do I get any protections?
Yeah. You get your wits. Use them. Use them up. Don't worry about it. Just tell him you're Brady.
Well,
he'll never know.
He won't know. He won't know.
But what if he comes to put the thing over and hits me in the chest with the hood?
Trying to get Brady's head into a thing. He keeps punching in the arms. Where is it? Where's your head? What's it doing way up there?
At night, I'm a foot taller.
The ghost told me I'm a foot taller.
There's no way that ever happened. I challenge everyone to kidnap Brady or I.
Are you at all concerned about Dennis?
No. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little. That he's gone over the edge.
Oh, he's gone over the edge, but I'm not worried about him. He's going to kidnap Brady. I'm not even concerned. I'm like Saddam Hussein. I send in my body doubles.
They will find you.
I am a little worried if it's daytime that his vision will clear up a little bit and he'll see the real me. But
oops,
That's to my advantage as well. Dennis the Looney Tune. If I see anybody with a burlap sack in the parking lot in the middle of the daytime, I'm not going out there.
You gotta stop wearing those jerseys and shirts that say Holmberg on
them. Right, that's true. Well, that's true. Maybe if I draped one of Brady's over me. I think I would, I think I'd notice a guy in our parking lot in the daytime with a sack. Like, I'm going to be all right.
Just picking up trash.
Yeah. Here's the part of the chain gang over here. Just, you're alone.
There is that medium-sized acacia tree over by your Jeep.
Well, if I see it, I'd be like, all right, there's a guy with a burlap sack hanging out by the Palo Verde.
You can't see me.
I think my first thing I'd do is go, hey, Dennis, and have a look at me like, how's he know? I'm like, it's Dennis. Yeah, I'm going back in. I'm going back in. And then if I'm in my car, I'll drive away. Or if he's in front of it, I'll run him over. I'm not afraid to kill Dennis either.
Not worried about the ghost being a co-pilot?
No, I mean, if that's a thing, I lose. And Dennis, if Dennis is right, if Dennis is on to something, I'm doomed anyway. I'm like their enemy. But if Dennis brings the ghost and the ghost, like, I'm getting, what's going on? And I'm just getting wrestled into a car and there's nobody there. I'm not going to win that fight. So it's time to just, you know, surrender.
You see everybody in the sales cube watching this happen.
And I just lose my, like, I've walked through a spider web in the parking lot. Look at Holmberg's lost his mind out there. Lock the doors. Oh, this is just a burlap sack just appeared on his head.
Well, it was a good run. 23 years.
It was nice. We got a lot of dough out of that guy. It's a good thing we have an exact replica in Brady to take over.
Holmberg's running for mayor.
It could happen. Anyway. Dennis, I don't fear you. I, frankly, kind of want to meet him.
I'm curious how Galveston got into...
Oh, Brady brought up Galveston. This guy just brought up Texas.
Oh,
so there's a town in Texas the ghost hasn't told him about.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't even think about Dennis and that crazy Irish bitch.
I thought she's back, though.
No.
She left.
She left on the 17th of... I'll never forget that date because he had to go to the... He kept 17th of April. He emailed back once and said, like, a week left, right?
Yeah. Or it was one day left. It was like, is she leaving tomorrow?
Send Brady over. With the Steelers shirt on, and have him check out Dennis's moth collection.
Yeah, just John over here walking around. Don't turn the lights on!
That's a death head moth.
I'll be revealed. Anyway, these are a lot of moths. Mrs. Lippman had a son. Do you have any cards or anything laying around?
Yeah, I want to see that. Dragging Brady away, going, you're a little thicker than I thought you were going to be.
That's what everybody says when they try to kidnap Holmberg and grab me by mistake.
That's the funnest part of the story now. Now I'm rooting for Dennis to show up, confused, a little bit blind. I should have gone to Dr. Schwartz. This is crazy.
I think that's Holmgren.
Which one is it? They're all exactly the same.
Dennis, I saw an apparition attack some ducks at the Granada Park.
Oh, I've seen that. It was being guided by a duck, a rape duck. Anyway, this is the life we live. And gentlemen, I don't understand it either.
We need to change the name of the show to Therapy Sessions because
well, it's getting
the last month and a half has been all
but
that.
This one isn't so much please help me. Well, I guess it kind of is. I mean, in its own way, it's a lot of screaming for help. But great point, Nicole Osborne. She says, if ghosts won't do anything on camera, then why doesn't he just set up cameras so the ghosts leave him alone? Genius. Brilliant. And if they're motion detecting cameras and the ghost doesn't know, he moves a chair. How would the ghost know you had cameras set up that are motion? What the is going? You're an idiot, Dennis.
I'm telling you, one of his buddies is moving stuff when he leaves the room.
Well, he says that he sees it.
Yeah,
he says it's right in front of him.
Yeah, right in front of him.
It could actually be a guy just scooting chairs around going, Dennis is...
What about the camera or something? What are you doing?
They don't do it when the cameras are on.
Well, you got to make a quick move. What are you doing over there?
You got to be faster than the ghost.
The hell?
Well, the ghost can... Good drugs. He sensed when the cameras are on.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98KUPD.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
Dennis can't win this.
Just set up a nanny cam.
But if John was over there...
I'm the only one that he thinks maybe the ghost will... still do stuff with. And maybe not. You know, maybe I go over there and the ghosts are like, not him, the other one.
I just want to see the negotiation.
Who's the other
one?
Dennis
at the table talking to himself, or I'm sorry, talking to the apparition, making deals on how to get you over to the house.
All right. I think here's two things you can do. Promise him a couple of tickets to a Steelers game. Good tickets. Don't go upper level. That's dumb. What is it? Like, there's movies where they say that. I need you to come with me. Like,
I need you to come with me.
Like, it's that kind of thing. Only he's got to have a bag of gifts. Like Lerner and Rowe. I have to have the VR helmet and the Oakleys and the whole package, thing. Too.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know exactly what's
Frenchy
in there.
Screwed you,
I got a lot of the basics. And you know, I appreciate the bag. It's still a lot of nice stuff, but the good stuff wasn't included. It's coming today. 7:30 is going to be here. We guilted Frenchie and the honorable military man, Nathan.
So my name was just totally torn apart this morning. I'd love for you to help out. I'm going to drop all that stuff off.
I'm like, yeah, because you're guilty.
And I should have been.
Of stealing. Exactly. You went on the air as the honorable military man, and then you stole stuff that I said was ours. And here's the other thing. It's a foursome. The honorable military man and Frenchie Gauthier, they're the ones that got talked into all the stuff being, you know, this isn't technically part of the swag bag, right? You know who the other two people in the foursome were? Frenchie's kids.
What?
Yeah, and Frenchie's kids are the ones that aren't giving up the packages. Honorable military man and Frenchie himself. If you were listening yesterday, I understand. I'm just pissed off. I'm rambling. They're dropping off the VR hats and the jerk hats and the Oakleys today, and a bunch of golf balls. Evidently, they swiped a bunch of good golf balls too. And I'm like, take them from your rat kids that got the free ride, Frenchie.
Sacre bleu, a surrender to my family.
Told you, can't trust some frogs.
You can't trust a Frenchman.
Yep.
And evidently, now, thanks to Nathan Peterson, who says, I'm getting hit up all day at work. I got to make this up to you, and I definitely don't need my name out there saying I did Holmberg wrong. I've been listening for 20 years, and I love the show. I want to make sure I do right by you. Unlike my ex-wife, I'm not a ring collector, and I don't need every shiny thing I get. So I'm going to be giving you all of my swag. That way the other guys can keep theirs. The other guys are the ones that should be giving it up.
Yeah, especially the kids.
I drive by your office every day. I'm right there by Papago. I'll swing by in the morning. He said, you already got my golf balls. I'll drop off the VR, the Oakleys, and an FJ cooler. What's that? It's an FJ cooler. FootJoy?
Must be coolers. FJ, yeah.
You're going to need all those. Plus, you're going to need all the towels we gave you for the VR porn. The event was a blast. Thanks for having me. And I said, we busted your balls, but you guys stole our stuff. Yep. Pretty cruddy. And all I asked for was...
Sorry, kids. Your old man drank too much.
Yeah, I just want to...
I'm going to have to take away all your prizes. Christmas is over. I apologize. This was a terrible error. Old Frenchie Dad had to... Really took one
had
in the
too
ass.
Too much champagne.
Really took one in the ass on the air the other morning. This guy's tore us up.
We're not giving it up, Dad.
All right, I surrender. You kids are too strong for me. I'll just give them mine.
Typical.
You try to take this from my room, I'll kick your ass.
All right. I bow to you. I bow to every demand. I'm sorry. I'm French.
We're French, too.
I don't know how this is working out, but you guys are kicking my ass. Right? Just let me crawl out of your room.
You go give him your stuff, jerk.
That's your mother's German side talking. I'm 100% French. I'm getting out of here. I surrender.
It was pretty easy to get him to kind of give us the stuff, too. That is a friend. The good side about him being French is, A, you can't trust him. Second, when we said, hey, give us that stuff. Okay, 7:30, I'll drop it off. I was like, it was easy.
It's the house with the flagpole with a white flag.
On the 4th of July, he just raises a white flag. Sorry, we're French. We don't celebrate any we don't, whatever. Whoever's in charge, that's what we say. Crazy. Anyway, what a world. We got Dennis. We got Frenchmen surrendering all the stuff to us that they stole in the first place. Duck rape. What a morning. We're just here to observe. Anyway, and there's a good chance I'll be sending Dennis's emails off to the authorities. Let me drop off an email for him.
Who, Venkman, Ray Stantz, and
I get Venkman.
Egon.
Yeah, call some Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Why am I in on this? There are plenty of lunatics you can get in your house with fake machines that go every time a ghost is around. I don't have any of that. I'm going to go to your house and make fun of you for hours. Even if the furniture's moving, I'm going to investigate and figure out what's going on. It isn't ghosts. But I don't want Dennis to get mad, because then you do lose him. You keep believing your thing and leave me out of it. And let me speak for the mayor of Tempe, and I don't even know if I'm like politically even close to aligned with him. He seems like he's doing a good job. Mayors are like offensive linemen. If you never hear them, they're doing a great job. That must be it. That has to be it. The second you know too many old linemen's names, you're like, this guy's getting called for holding a lot. Yeah, I don't know who the mayor of half the cities are around here. Scottsdale? Only time I heard about that guy is when he told Phoenix to shove it up their ass on the hockey stadium. The mayor of Phoenix gets, because she gets on TV every once in a while.
Yeah, Mesa, I don't know. Phoenix, you do, though.
No idea. Tempe, the only reason I know about that guy is because of the, I think he's gay.
Do you guys look alike, too?
He's black.
Oh.
Well, yes, yeah. At night. Like Brady and I. But that's Brady.
Well, you both wear Jordans, you know.
Right, that's right. Brady and I both have that it's very similar that I have that with the mayor of Tempe. No, we don't look anything alike at all. But that's the only reason I know him is because that last lunatic kept mentioning him. He seems like a decent guy. Tempe's thriving. He must be doing okay. I don't know who Glendale's mayor is. I don't know who Peoria's mayor is. I don't know any mayors.
I don't know.
They're doing a good job.
I don't know.
You think I do look a little bit like him?
Yeah, I can see
I think
it.
You could confuse that.
Yeah.
He's bald.
Yeah.
Is he 6 feet 203?
I don't know. Here's his bio.
Standing 6 feet tall, 203 pounds, the mayor of Tempe. Easily confused with the Squidward-looking Jew beak at KUPD. Yeah, he seems like he's doing a great job. Tempe is moving right along. Now, I know I'll get emails going, he's an idiot. I don't know. Mayors are, they're like offensive linemen or NBA referees. If you know an NBA referee's name, he's usually awful at it. Angel Hernandez. Last night I was at the baseball game. Because somebody, guy in front of us says, is Angel Hernandez tonight's ump? Like every baseball fan knows when Angel Hernandez is there, you're in for a terrible evening. He wasn't. Anyway, so let's keep it together, Phoenix. But yeah, I don't know who the mayors are, but I'm pretty sure that the mayor's going to have some people knocking you down there, Dennis.
I just known for the, all the goonery that was happening the past couple of months. It's like Bridget Peterson was always.
Because she's been popping off. And again, terrible job handling the goons, doing all that. Chandler's having meetings about goons. Like teen violence. I'm like, and finally somebody said what I've been saying the whole time when I got yelled at. Somebody went on TV last night and said, parents, this is your fault. Why are you wanting us to do something about this? Shouldn't you be policing your kids? Oh, habra, 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 habra. How dare you? My kids are my friends. I can't yell at them. You do it. It's terrible. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, you're right, though. The Gilbert mayor started, the terrible things started to happen, started to get mishandled, and the next thing you know a mayor's name. Dear Holmbergstein. All right. I thought Toledo was the cheap one. You know, you could buy yourself a headset and a pair of sunglasses. I'd say don't be such a Jew, but I guess you can't help it. All right, Sean. I did buy four VR headsets. I purchased the foursome for Christ's sake. That's the reason I had it in there. Like, all I want is the swag bag. I'll give it to you guys.
Way more than retail.
Yeah, a whole bunch more for charity. It was a good cause. I'm not complaining about the price. I'm bitching that some of the stuff that I should have gotten for giving it to a guy. That's all, Rockefeller.
Frenchie wants to know if we can load him up with KUPD swag. He's down there waiting for us.
He's here.
So now he wants us to give him stuff because he stole your stuff.
Well, we can't open that.
That's true, yeah.
So, not today, Frenchie. John's a really good guy.
We got a hoodie for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should give him the hoodies from that horrific band called C-Word Spit. Only spelled with a K. Yeah, hand him over a hoodie.
All right.
Trade out. He's standing downstairs with the next haul.
Wonder what he forgot this time.
I want you to stand out in our parking lot and wave a white flag. I know you've got one. Anyway. Hey, Dennis. There's a guy with a white flag in our parking lot. That's me. Get him. Anyway, I hope I meet Dennis soon. I hope Dennis shows up at one of our events.
I'm the guy who asked you over for a slumber party. Let's see if you,
all right, I'm going to punch you in the nose. Go away. And I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not John. That's John over there.
Which one?
The one with his hands in the noodle thing at the buffet. That's,
I'll get him strained out. You're talking to the wrong person.
It's John over there.
Huh? Me? Yeah. Not this again.
Do I... Another one? Okay.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know about this one.
I worry about your emails, Brett. Here's another one. All right. Guy basically says he's not going to grab Brady by mistake, but he could accidentally grab Larry because he's looking for a Jew. All right. He's not looking for a Jew. It's not what he said. Guys are all horrible people.
All right, Rabbi.
One dude in Gilbert rips me and calls me that, and it's never ending. I do have to say, once the dude went Rabbi Holmberg, it opened the door to all you dickheads for making light of me.
He was waving a white flag.
Was he? Just now. Yeah. All right. Nice job, Frenchie. We'll be down in a second. Brett, what do you got on the big board of musical treats?
I don't know. Hang on. Here we go.
French, no, I got it. Any good French rock bands?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's one, but I can't think of any offhand.
Yeah. Brady went to the handbrain. Let's see. See what you can find.
All right.
Well, I don't think there are any that we know about. Like decent French rock band.
We can play Surrender from Cheap Trick.
Oh, done. That's today. Run the sponsorship, and we're going with Cheap Trick Surrender this morning.
All right.
For Frenchie.
Of course, Wake Up Song brought to you by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. They were out at U-Fest with us, and if you've ever seen Johnston and the boys, they are starting up their new raffles. Basically, purchase a $5 Action Ride Shop sticker pack and get in on the Beach Cruiser giveaway. And like last year, they're giving away another e-bike. So $50 entry gets you a pair of buy a pair of socks for $50 and get in on the e-bike from Santa Cruz that's valued over $10,000. Follow them on the socials, actionrideshop.com, and everywhere else you can find Action Ride Shop. They're going to take care of you.
French rock band, Gojira.
No.
Are they French?
I didn't know that. Tyler, I got an email here. Oh, it says, it's a different one. It says, the bed in the room at my house is a true ghost story. Would just keep moving. My girlfriend was asleep, and I just noticed, man, a lot is going on in this room. And it kept happening for months, and I had no idea how. And people ask about it. And then I even think that the ghost impregnated my girlfriend, signed Nathan Sutherland. All right, that is just a terrible defense in court. Wouldn't fly.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.